Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's take some calls. And architect Richard Gage is joining us. The new 9/11 developments with this largest building in China burning like a funeral pyre and nothing collapsing. Sterling in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I just had a few questions about if you know anything about the Jesuit order. Have you ever heard about the Jesuits?
Yes, I've heard about the Jesuit order, and there's little disinformation groups that run around on the web claiming that I'm the top Jesuit assassin.
No, I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
This is just something I wanted to bring to light, that most people with the New World Order, they go so far behind the scenes, but I believe it goes much farther.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that
we all don't know everything about it.
Well, I wanted to comment. You asked me a question about the Jesuit order.
Right.
The Order of Jesus founded in Portugal.
Right. During the 15th or 16th century to counteract the Protestant Reformation.
Well, I mean, if you want to get down to brass tacks, my ancestors came to Texas with Protestant Bibles, okay, and the Catholics actually tried to kill them. You believe it. I can hear your whole voice. And listen, I appreciate your call, sir. What happens is in this whole movement, people tend to segregate and get into cliques, okay? And what happens is this group says it's Jews, and this group says it's Catholics, and then this group says it's space aliens, and then there's groups that argue about which space aliens it is that control the whole New World Order. And if I had a dollar for every time there was a website or an email or a call about how I'm controlled by Mossad, and if I had a dollar for every time I claimed I was a something or another with the Catholics, it would I'd be a rich man. And look, I just don't have time for it, man. I'm not a denomination. I don't go to church. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I have stood out front abortion clinics many years ago with Catholics and Protestants. And I have got friends that are Protestants. My family's Protestant. And I have friends that are Catholics. And it's just insane. I mean, and if I spend all day up here responding to, I'm a Scientologist, I'm a Catholic, I'm a this, I'm a that, we wouldn't have a show. Now, and also, with the whole Catholics run everything crowd, they've got to be one of the most distasteful, dishonest groups I've ever seen. They constantly run around lying about me, just making stuff up. And years ago, threatening me, I better have them on. And then they're so destructive, whoever lets them on, they then attack them later. And really, I don't even think a lot of them are government operatives trying to spread disinfo and dissension. I think a lot of them are just paranoid schizophrenics. More and more, I begin to realize that. I mean, you got your run-of-the-mill type that, you know, think I'm a space alien and I'm, like Colonel Craig Roberts said, pouring acid on them at night, or I'm the devil and they're the Jesus or whatever. I mean, I got schizophrenics out the yin-yang coming after me, claiming this and that. And that's, I mean, the schizophrenics obsess on weathermen. They obsess on the guy next door. I mean, it's just that any public figure is going to get more of this. That I completely ignore. But it isn't about me. And this is what I keep trying to explain to people. I could start a big national organization and have probably 50,000 members and have paying dues. Maybe that's the right way to go, because then we could fund what we need to do. But I've just stayed away from it this long because I don't want to be the director, President Alex Jones of the Whatever Society. You know, I'm trying to get you to go out and be leaders and to just be good people and to fight evil. Instead of spending all our time talking about which clique or subgroup we're supposedly part of. I'm just Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, and I want to fight corruption.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, we've gotten quite a few new affiliates in the last few months, and I've been lacking in plugging them. Listeners always ask why we don't have a list of affiliates up on the website anymore. It's because other Patriot networks call up and go after them and badmouth us and other things. And also other disinfo groups, mainly the ADL types, try to call up and get the show taken off. So we just spare the stations that headache, and so they do well and get a lot of listeners and patriotic, wonderful people. So that's why we do that. KTAE is a new station in Cameron, Texas. Has quite a large area it covers. And the gentleman that owns it is the same fellow that's had us on for 3-4 years in Southern California, going into San Diego and areas of Los Angeles. Great station. We've been on for quite a few years there. And the same owner has now bought another station, KTAE 1330, in Cameron, Texas. That's outside Austin. And he's carrying the show weekdays. So we really are thankful to him for doing that. We really appreciate that station, and we do ask local sponsors and businesses to support that station. We just tell it like it is. for a new station, for new listeners, by the way, this is not your normal Alex Jones, but I do the show usually when I'm sick. And so I had a cold the last few days. I've been a little bit grumpy and a little bit out of sorts here, but it's still the basic good radio broadcast that we bring you. We have a lot of callers like Jason, Carl, Ed, and many others that are holding. We're going to get to you in about 20 minutes, but I wanted to get Mr. Gage back up on the show, Richard Gage. He is a prominent architect, and he is the founding member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. The website is architectsandengineersfor911truth.org. We have links to that up on Infowars.com. And just been around a few months. They've already got hundreds and hundreds of members. They're growing exponentially. He goes around, does presentations around the country to major architecture and design firms, showing them the basic laws of science, showing that Tower 1 and 2 and Building 7 had to be brought down by controlled demolition and certainly not jet fuel. And we had him set up for another little interview a few weeks ago, and it was perfect timing, because we have a story up on PrisonPlanet.com. China's tallest building catches fire, does not collapse. And we've seen this with other towering infernos that burn for days, 100-foot white-hot flames. But then tiny flames that made people in the holes in Tower 1 and 2 begging for help for 20 minutes, they weren't burning. But huge 4-foot-around steel columns shattered, and then the buildings turned into dust from jet fuel that burns more than 1,000 degrees cooler than it takes to even melt steel. So joining us is architect Richard Gage. Thanks for popping in with us today, sir.
You're very welcome, Alex. It's great to be here again with you.
I'd like to get your take on the Chinese building, and then maybe parallel that with some of the other skyscrapers, mega skyscrapers, that don't collapse when they have fires, including one of the World Trade Center towers when they had big fires before nothing collapsed.
Well, in fact, there's 100 examples of high-rise fires, and like you say, none of them have collapsed. And this recent example, very recent, yesterday, in fact, this one in China followed right in suit. And now, I haven't researched this particular one. I just saw it on your website, in fact, this morning, and I didn't even get a chance to read the whole article. So I don't know how long it burned, but some of these fires have burned for a very, very long time. For instance, in Caracas, Venezuela, 17 hours, over 26 floors of that high-rise. Guess what? It didn't collapse. In fact, it's in use today, as are all of these high-rise that have had these big fires.
By the way, the debunkers talk about a skyscraper. They even say that in Chicago. It was a one-story, but with a high ceiling, and another is a two-story in the office complex. 50-plus-year-old wooden-framed warehouse with a tar roof. And they show this and say, look, it collapsed from fire. I mean, that is incredible.
Yeah, I think they use that example. I forget the name right now. It did have steel trusses. They were not fireproofed. And another example that's somewhat famous over in Thailand, the Cater Toy Factory, was full of plastic toys and an incredible inferno that killed a lot of people. It had unfireproofed steel trusses as well. So,
but the difference is you've got a building that's predominantly tar and wood with a few trusses with a huge broad ceiling, a junky warehouse. Of course, it's going to shag in a few spots.
Yeah, and it's not a good, it's not a worthy example at all. Let's look at the skyscrapers. I mean, the skyscrapers, even without fireproofing, remember, fireproofing is only good for 2 or 3 hours. And these buildings, I mentioned Caracas, Venezuela, Philadelphia Meridian Plaza in 91 burned 18 hours over 8 floors, and they don't collapse. Why? Even after the fireproofing is fried, because the steel has these properties of wicking away the heat throughout the entire structure to areas that are less cool. And that's why you may have some deflection, you may have a little bit of warpage, but all these buildings have been put back into use, as will the one in China that burned yesterday.
Now, what about the societal change here? If suddenly the laws of science are different, and 1,800-degree jet fuel, and that's with oxygen being bellowed with the bellows being injected, it burns a lot cooler than that. We have papers not
That's
even
burning. Normal office fires are, in fact, 1,200 to 1,400 degrees is all. In fact, there's not even evidence in the World Trade Center that it achieved that temperature.
But let's just buy the official story. Now, magically, 1,800 degrees, melt steel. It doesn't usually melt till 3,000 or thereabouts, 2,755 to 3,300, depending on the type of structural steel. You know, there's that 600-degree range in there. Let's just go ahead and believe them. Let's say the laws of science changed, and 1800 degree, we know it was really 1200, but let's say 800 degree now makes things aerosolize and concrete turn into powder and steel turn into powder, but it doesn't melt humans and it doesn't melt hijacker passports that fly out of the plane, then how is any building safe? Why hasn't insurance gone up for big buildings a lot if now we know that small fires melt huge 4-foot around steel columns?
Well, that's true. The codes have not changed. In fact, NIST did make a few recommendations for code changes, and the American Institute of Architects fought them on this, kind of rudely, actually, saying the codes have worked for years. They will still work. We want buildings to be built the same. On the other hand, the AIA, of which I am a member, said also praised NIST for its work, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the organization tasked with explaining how this collapse happened, which, by the way, they never did because their analysis stopped at the initiation of collapse, and then everything after that is speculation that they put down in about a page out of the 10,000 pages of tin rat. They'll never read all this stuff. That's what they were hoping. Now, did I get lost or did I answer your question, Alex?
No, you answered it. Let's talk about your organization. It's exponentially growing. How many presentations have you given? How many architects and engineers have joined the organization?
We almost have 140 architects and engineers now demanding of Congress a new investigation for the three collapses on 9/11, not just the two Twin Towers, but the 47-story high-rise adjacent to the Twin Towers that wasn't hit by an airplane that dropped into its own footprint in 6.5 seconds with only a couple of small fires and a lot of smoke. So our organization is growing. It's very exciting. The website, by the way, is ae911truth.org. So we're very excited. I've got speaking engagements coming up all over the place. So, in fact, I'll be doing a Southwest tour through Austin as well, in your neck of the woods.
I was giving that out wrong, ae911truth.org?
Yeah, you gave out the long one, architects and engineers, but you can Google that and get to us. But ae911truth.org.
Okay, but I'm just trying to find out, if we grab this bio off the website, is ae911truth.org a website? Oh, okay, so I was giving it out, right? I was just trying to find out there. Boy, I'm really having problems.
I thought you said the long name.
Yeah.
But we'll be in Cambridge, Massachusetts in December. We'll be in San Diego in October. We'll be in here in Castro Valley on September 25th, Santa Cruz in September. And then in Oakland at the Grand Lake Theater here on September 11th. The day before that, I'll be with Stephen Jones and Kevin Ryan in Bloomington, Indiana on September 10th. And then a couple of days before that, I'm doing two conferences, one with you, in with We Are Change in New York. So it's very, very exciting. And our DVD is coming out. It'll be available in 2 weeks. So
well, I want to talk to you. I want to have my producer talk to you off air. I want to carry that. Because
great.
I've seen your presentations online, and I know this is a souped-up version of that that really energized. So I want to carry that on the online video and bookstore at InfoWars. .com, Mr. Gage, and I can't wait to see you in New York. And I also need to schedule something to be in New York, some time aside for me to do a hotel room interview with you or something off to the side for an upcoming documentary I'm going to make about the 9/11 truth movement itself. So I'll definitely have my producer call you in about 15-20 minutes when you leave us so we can find out your actual schedule when you're going to be in New York so we can couple up and do that. Now, this is the bottom line here, when we get back from break, I want you to answer this, Richard, as best you can. We have this scientific crisis going on where all of the laws of science are being violated on 9/11, and then we have a larger and larger growing group of prominent scientists, architects, engineers, demolitions experts saying the buildings are blown up, and the hundreds of firefighters and police saying it too, and they saw the bombs going off. And all the evidence, and then we have all these government scientists saying, no, the laws of physics have now changed. But the laws haven't changed. And so how long can they continue to obfuscate the basic facts as this fraud begins to prepare to collapse.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 15, 2007, gold 663, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $684.62, $347.80 for half one, $68.90 for quarter. That's $684.62, $337.80, and $168.90. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it's
well,
burns,
I always
burns,
appreciate
burns,
him coming on the radio show. He's a very genteel individual, very intelligent, and he's very effective. How do you answer the big $64 million question? What is the scientific community going to do as the science mounts showing that the official story is a manifest fraud?
Well, it looks like they're going to be going further and further into a dark hole of embarrassment But right now they're supported completely by the mainstream media. And that's what that's where we have to spend a lot of our energy, and not just educating, because we think that most of them know the truth about 9/11, are still hiding it. The bigger stink we make, and I mean every one of your listeners without exception, writing to the media, editorials, everywhere they can get in, congresswomen, congressmen and women, and these scientists as well. They need to be besieged. Bazant, who just wrote this ridiculous paper that's been refuted again about the collapse of the Twin Towers, NIST needs to be besieged. It takes a lot of work to overcome this entrenched, you call it evil, I'll call it absolute control. But it's falling apart, though. It really is.
It's just like the Catholic Church saying that the Earth was the center of the universe. They finally had to eat crow on that. Didn't matter if they locked up Galileo. It turned out he was right. And that's, you know, obviously scientists love and architects love the challenge of someone telling them mathematics, you know, basic equations don't fit anymore. I mean, if the official story's right, science has been turned on its head. And so what's happening is, as you know better than I, but talking to other scientists and engineers, is that they're getting their colleagues to look at the evidence. They're going, oh, my gosh, this is a fraud. I mean, isn't that why we're seeing these massive conversions over to reality right now?
Yeah, I think it's true. Everybody, virtually everybody, and it's not everybody, but almost everybody I show this presentation to, be it a 20-minute, 45-minute, one-hour, or two-hour presentation, they see it. It's clear. The evidence is clear. The 18 points of evidence for the explosive demolition is very clear. And the only people who are holding out are people who are paid in one way or another by the U.S. government or corporations to keep this phony story about jet fuel and fires and airplane impacts causing the collapse of these two twin towers.
And of course,
Building 7, which wasn't even hit by an airplane.
I was about to say, I mean, Tower 1 and 2, the fact that they aerosolized into tiny dust and pieces of bone were blasted hundreds of yards on top buildings and bodies were turned into, you know, just ground powder. That right there proves that it's a controlled demolition, and all the eyewitness reports. You couple that with Building 7. I mean, we're entering la-la land here.
Building 7 had tons of molten metal found at the base of it. It dropped at virtually free fall speed, indicating that all of the core and perimeter columns were removed synchronistically timed floor by floor. That's the only way you can have a virtual free fall speed. And you have expanding pyroclastic dust clouds from the massive heat produced by all of these explosions, and the pulverization of concrete in that building as well. Firemen talking about a massive explosion at the first floor, and then the building started to come down. It's unbelievable. And on our website, you can see, in the upper right-hand corner of the front page, you can see on the Building 7, as it's coming down in the flash video, seven squibs, seven squibs, which are mistimed explosions going off at the 40th through the 47th floor. Direct evidence of controlled demolition.
Now explain what a squib is for those that don't know. It's the exhaust or the signature of the demolition charge.
Yeah, they appear to be mistimed demolition charges that are among the thousands of explosions that are responsible for dissecting the intact 50,000 tons of steel in that building into individual pieces.
They even chopped it up for easy haul away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you see that underneath, well, you can see it much more clearly in the case of the Twin Towers because everything's blown outside the footprint up to 500 feet away from the building. Individual columns and beams and sections, modular sections of the perimeter bearing wall and landing all the way into other buildings 500 feet away. This takes a tremendous exterior force. You can also see these streamers going up and out of the building as it's going down.
There's amazing. No stay there. Let's do five more minutes on the other side if you can do it, because I want you to be able to finish up. Then your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Gage is our guest. He's the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, ae911truth.org. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes and a lot of important news. But every few weeks we get back into Building 7, Tower 1 and 2, the Pentagon, 9/11, because the laws of science, the laws of dynamics, the laws of mathematics have been violated. And, I mean, it's a classic demolition of seven. The squibs, the penthouse central column falling first, the outer columns being blown last, falling in on its footprint. I mean, I've been there. It was 25 feet away from the U.S. Post Office and didn't even damage it. I mean, that is, a few windows got busted out. I mean, that is a beautiful job. I interviewed Jimmy Wright, a family friend who lives outside Austin, but part of the year was working in the financial center in New York. I interviewed him just a few hours after it happened. As he was out on the end of the pier about to be evacuated, he said, incredible controlled demolitions top down. And then he saw seven from across the water and said, controlled demolition. I mean, that's the basic facts. And just in closing, Richard, you were trying to finish up about Tower 1 and 2, but then getting into 7, just how classic this demolition was.
Well, it had the classic chink in the middle at the top at the initiation of the collapse, which was after, by the way, the east penthouse fell a few seconds earlier.
Explain as an engineer why they blow the central columns first.
Yeah, what they want to do is harness the weight of the building to bring in the outside perimeter on top of itself. So they cut a fraction of a second before the perimeter columns. They take out the core columns. That's the reason for the kink at the top and the penthouse falling. And then floor by floor, you do that, interior, exterior, all the way up the building. And you have this perfect implosion with the exterior walls falling over the top of it. All of it, of course, hiding the tons of molten metal flowing like lava, as the firemen discussed it. And I hope your listeners know where that comes from.
Now,
okay, I'll tell them.
Sure, go ahead and tell them.
Yeah, if you have thousands of charges placed, and you want it to look like a fire, you don't use high-tech C4 or RDX explosives. You're going to use something like thermite, which the military uses to cut through steel like a knife through butter. So thousands of those is going to produce a lot of the byproduct of that chemical reaction, which is molten iron. And indeed, some of the steel sample slag was sent to Stephen Jones, a professor formerly at BYU. He analyzed it and found all of the classic chemical signatures of thermite, such as fluorine, manganese. In addition, there was zinc and a few others.
And he's done the spectrograph and the different analysis under electron microscopes and microprobe, and it's the exact signature from three different samples he's gotten from different individuals, people that live nearby, from memorials. It is the exact signature time and time again of not just thermate, but thermate, the patented accelerant. But then clearly there are also then jackets of major blast explosives to couple with the melting process to then also give us, they talk about a pancake. There was no pancake, folks. It was aerosolized, those hundreds of floors of concrete. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, you're switching over to the World Trade Center now to be clear. We don't see 110 floors down at the bottom of the Twin Towers, either one of them. We see about two floors of completely shredded structural steel, and there's no concrete, no macroscopic chunks of concrete found. That's because all of them have been virtually completely pulverized.
Ejected with major kinetic energy. And then it gets even worse. We then look at the beams from photos taken that first day, and they're sliced at a 45-degree angle, just as thermate packets are placed.
That's correct. There are plenty of examples of 45-degree angled cuts, which is a classic technique used by the controlled demolition industry, and iron workers at the site would not be cutting at an angle. The straightest distance between two points, the fastest, is a straight line. So that's another example, and yet another one is this: all of the dust seems to have contained these microspheres of previously molten iron up to the size of a BB and completely spherical. Dr. Jones found that these were predominantly molten, previously molten iron, and were apparently ejected and atomized after the aluminothermic reactions occurred, and then there was an explosion in the case of the Twin Towers, atomizing the stuff, hurling it all over, and as it cools, it forms a sphere because of the surface tension, just like raindrops. And this stuff also has the exact chemical trace signature of thermate.
But we don't just have New York TV with firefighters saying it was like a foundry. For those that don't know, that's a steel mill with the big molten slag. We also have now three different camera shots from mainstream media of just gouts of this at key floor levels pouring out of the building seconds before the collapse.
And it's not molten aluminum, as has been suggested by NIST, because it's not silvery in color. It's a bright, glowing orange and yellow, and that indicates a much hotter temperature than molten aluminum, and it doesn't look like molten aluminum.
Aluminum looks like gray, smoking, yogurt being poured out of a building, not big. I mean, this stuff looks like what you see at foundries when it's splattering. It's orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's clearly a steel or molten iron, and we found with Dr. Jones' chemical analysis that it's not structural steel, this molten metal, because it doesn't contain chromium, which is a key ingredient of structural steel.
Now, shifting gears, I'm going to let you go because I appreciate all your time. We're going to go call, sir. This is a side issue. I mean, you're a scientist, you're an engineer, so you're not going to make guesses about who's behind this, but we know who has the motive and who called for it in the government documents. But this is my question as an architect, because you're the guy that figures out how to build these things. So reverse engineering, we've had demolitions experts on as well, but I want to get from the end of building it. How much explosive do you think it took, and how many people do you think it took with Tower 1 and 2 versus 7, and how many trips to go in and set this up?
Well, Dr. Jones has speculated that it's actually not that much. A team of a dozen men could have done it over a period of a month or two. In fact, there were modern elevator modernizations going on during the 9 months prior to 9/11. So easily, under the guise of an elevator modernization, a team would have had access to every core column, which is right next to all of the elevators.
That's right.
Knowing in the building, except security, of course.
And Tower 1 and 2 were built in with maintenance shafts, not just vertically, but also horizontally, totally separate from all the other areas within the building. So that's important.
Well, every floor contains interstitial space between the floor above and the ceiling below, and people can crawl from there out and access all of the core columns and actually even the perimeter columns. Although I personally don't believe that the perimeter columns were set with charges.
We also have the fact that they had a bunch of terror drills, a bunch of bomb threats, evacuations in the months before. Whole floors were shut down. There were weird security crews in there. I mean, that's all been reported. I mean, I wonder how do these guys, I guess, well, we're just going to go kill Americans, and this is going to get us our new world order, and it's for the greater good. It's like a military decision of losing a pawn in chess, and they saw those 3,000 people as pawns, folks, and they see us as pawns. I mean, when you find out the Pentagon radiated over 4,000 American children and killed them, telling their parents it was medical treatment just to test radiation on them, and when you learn they did a bunch of other things even worse, you begin to understand this is a no-brainer. They just said, yeah, we're going to kill them, and to further our whole operation, and now look at us. Well, listen, Richard Gage, I look forward to meeting you in person in New York. I'm really impressed with your professionalism and your scientific acumen. And I'm going to have my producer call you right now to try to find out where you're staying and what your schedule is so we can hook up with you to do an interview while we're in New York. We're doing one of the same functions together, a WeAreChange.org event. So thank you for coming on with us, Mr. Gage.
You betcha, Alex. It's just a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. When your DVD comes out in 2 weeks, we're going to be carrying it. We're also going to have you on here.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.
There goes our Richard Gage, ladies and gentlemen. And look, I know a lot of you have heard all this 50 times. And I don't beat dead horses here, but they blew those buildings up right in front of us. And people say, well, why is it important that George Bush in 1973, as the head of the new eugenics office in the federal government, sterilized 42% of Native American women on reservations? And that's mainstream news. Well, I mean, they'll sterilize 42% of the women. I mean, that's just one little example. One of thousands that we can list they've done to people. And if they would take over 4,000 American children and inject uranium, plutonium in them, and I mean kill them, healthy kids. They also killed a lot of retarded children. It always starts with them and then moves on to others. They'll kill 2,800 and something of you on 9/11. And you better grow up, people, and realize that. The only reason they hadn't killed me is because they don't want to add credibility to the things I say and do here. And it's time to not be selfish. I mean, look, I put myself directly in the way of the fist. And frankly, living like this makes my life more valuable, and I live every day to the fullest extent. And, I'm honored to be a warrior against tyranny. I'm honored. That's what men are supposed to do, is put ourselves in danger for the people, the tribe. And I don't want to be part of this evil. I don't want to be part of this extermination. I don't want to be part of the New World Order. I don't want to passively go along with it anymore. And I'm not going to go along with it anymore. They revel in being ruthless. They see it as a strength, as a trait. They see it as a positive thing that they're ruthless. They literally keep score about how many people they've killed with their policies. That's why Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger are respected. That's why George Herbert Walker is respected. Because they oversaw policies that killed and maimed and starved and sterilized millions. And it, you know, knowledge, you know, turns into a rumor. Because if you have the actual documents, it's not rumor, it's documented. But, oh, I hear there's concentration camps. I hear there's FEMA camps. Well, it's been on the Army's website. It's been announced in Congress. It's been in the Houston Chronicle. It's been in the news. But, you see, the general public doesn't go actually get the news articles or go to the library or get online and find them. Or you do searches and, you know, you haven't done a lot of it, so you haven't gotten good at it, so you have trouble finding it. Once you learn how to use a search engine, it's far too easy. It's scary, too. It's like NSA power of 10 years ago at our fingertips now. You know, they've got more advanced stuff now, but, I mean, this is, you know, really powerful tools. And, man, I mean, I just keep finding walls of evil and endless mines of wickedness, just piles of it, the size of mountains, the size of the Himalayas. And, I mean, I almost dehumanize the Native Americans by just glazing over. Hey, they sterilized 42% of them, and I just move on to the next wall of evil. They just become statistics and numbers we just flick off and rattle off here. Let me tell you something. My family and my children aren't just numbers. And your children aren't either. And I'm telling you, folks, I don't even want to say it anymore. I don't even try. I just want to fight these people. I just want them to stop what they're doing. I want them to stop being evil. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until we beat them. They're not going to stop until they're brought to justice. They're not going to stop until you stop them, until I stop them, until we stop them. And when you find out that it isn't an urban legend that the Navy was commissioned in the mid-70s to create an autoimmune virus that particularly targeted blacks, and then you go research it and you find out it's exactly that, and that it's used for a cover in Africa for other bioplagues they've launched, and you realize, I mean, you find out. You find out. I mean, it's just those little kids. I mean, even if you're some racist Klan member, I mean, you shouldn't want to kill black children. I mean, I just can't imagine. I mean, it's all done at a far, too. And then there's a lot of racist white America who hears about this and goes, well, you know, it is tough, but we can't have them destroying the environment. We got to go ahead and do the tough thing and kill them. Yeah, that stuff's going on, but that's how it is. And what they don't realize is the elite's waging war on white people more than anybody else, but they're just brainwashing and dumbing down and breaking up and targeting and manipulating and recruiting into their system. So even if you don't even care about other groups of people, you should care about what's happening to society as a whole. Because the elite aren't just trying to save the white race or kill the Asians and the blacks or control their numbers. They're waging war against everybody. They are threatened by anyone who is independent. Look at how they want to attack Iran. It's because Iran's first world, folks. I mean, that place is becoming wealthy and dynamic and successful, just like Serbia did, just like Iraq did. Anybody who tries to build anything is blown to bits. Anybody who tries to build a decent society is attacked. These people are threatened by it. I mean, if they let countries develop their own technologies, then they're going to become sovereign and independent and threaten the hegemonic monopoly of power of the global elite. The global elite are about a new dark age for us and death for many of us and social engineering and drugging and control. And it's about them controlling the future. And they're wrecking the minds of the general public. They're dumbing the public down. To me, that's the ultimate crime. I revel in people learning. I enjoy people doing well. I love the light of discovery in people's eyes, whether they be an old lady or a young child. I just like goodness. And I don't think that's special. I think that's just basic makeup. I see all of you as my fellow tribe members, fellow human beings. And I want to have brotherhood with you. I want to be friends with you. I want to admire science and development and honor and strength and courage. Instead, we honor trappings and baubles and trinkets and glittering junk, which will all pass away. What's the old Norse saying? Cattle die and kinsmen die, but I know there's one thing that never dies, and that's the fame of a dead man's deeds. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to take your phone calls on the other side.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Some Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
All right, Jason.
Big John.
Edward, Julie, Kurt.
Big John.
Nathan, we're going to get all of you on before we get Ron Paul's.
Bad John.
Press secretary, campaign spokesman on, Jesse Benton. Let's go to Jason right now in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Jason.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to make a couple of statements. Number one, it's the divisions that are killing this movement. We got to unify. We got to get active. We got to stop being consumers and just taking in the info. We got to get out there and start spreading the word. And we all know more than somebody else. So all of us are in a place where we can start to talk to people and wake people up, no matter how long you've been into this.
Well, my big problem is, in the truth movement, patriot movement, left, right, it doesn't matter. People that don't like the way things are going and want liberty and don't want the parasites to win, is that the groups spend about half their time talking about who's good and who they agree with. Let's not spend our time doing that. Let's spend our time waking new people up. Let's spend our time getting involved in the fight against the New World Order.
And I just want to say something. We've all got a calling. We can all step up. You know, I've been taking in the info for 3 years. I haven't been active that much. I found a place to just start a meetup in Columbus for the Ron Paul group. We're from 12 to 225 in 3 months. I mean, people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, and people are coming out of the woodwork. And the Ron Paul is a doorway to wake people up into the bigger picture, and we got to see that. And it's a wide net that we can get people in. Then people will learn about the New World Order. They'll learn about the Federal Reserve.
Exactly. Ron Paul is a perfect entree. And let's say Ron Paul doesn't win. We should act like he is. We should push. We should donate. We should spread the word. Regardless, he injects real issues into the debate. But that's a side issue. Exactly as you said, it creates community cadres. And those meetup groups with thousands of members in major cities, hundreds in small towns, those will continue to be organizations and friends. Because what the local meetup does is it then takes it and translates it into boots on the ground, creating real communities, and we see a huge community of like-minded freedom lovers forming right now that was already there, but are using Ron Paul as a type of genesis point to expand that freedom wavelength.
Yeah, and you said it before, I just want to echo it. What this movement needs is humble leaders with pure motives, people who aren't in it for a title, aren't in it for themselves. And you know what? You'll be lifted up if you put your motives right. People will be drawn to you, and it's not about you. It's got to not be about us. It's got to be about the movement and the message of liberty and freedom. People want to hear it, and if we have, you know, selfless leaders just wanting to get people together and move forward, it'll work.
And I think we should also, I mean, to be clear, by banding together, that doesn't mean centralizing under one group or name. That means our ideas are basically the same, and then we just move forward. Because centralizing too much is very dangerous, because then they can demonize that group or go after it. What they can't do is deal with an idea. Ideas are bulletproof, as they say in V for Vendetta, but that's a paraphrase of many others. So you can kill my body, but you can't kill my ideas, the information we put out. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you. You want to plug your meetup group?
Yeah, it's the Columbus Ron Paul 2008 meetup. Just go to meetup and join us. It's growing.
All right. We'll be right back. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.